News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In Denmark, schools are trialling later start times to give teens a sleep boost. But is there a good reason for that? And also, should we be considering it here? I'm joined now by Professor Annie Curtis of the University of Medicine and Health Science at the Royal College of Surgeons. Good morning to you, Annie. Explain the science behind what Denmark is doing.
Science rooted in this, Ciara, in that teenagers, specifically teenagers, their body clock shifts a little later. So what I mean by that is when we're born and when we're children, we have a body clock where our preference is to wake up quite early, as many parents of young
nightmare.
Kids know. A nightmare. But then as the child goes into their adolescence, you know, pre-adolescent and adolescent years, their body clock actually shifts later. So what's happening is their melatonin isn't being excreted until a later time of the night. So when you ask a teenager at 10 o'clock, can you go to bed? You know, they might say, I'm not tired yet. Well, they're actually probably correct in terms of their own internal body clock that has shifted a little later for them. And then when you go into your 20s and 30s, then we start to move back to where we were, when we were in our younger, like childhood years. So an issue with school times is that for many schools, the schools were starting at about maybe 8 a.m. Some even in the States were starting at about 7:30 or 7 a.m.
Wow.
And what's happening is, you know, teenagers are getting up far too early for their own body clock. And what it's doing is it's reducing the amount of time that they can sleep. And I think, Ciara, most of us realize that, you know, good sleep and sleep for enough duration that teenagers would need about 8 to 10 hours of sleep is absolutely critical for every type of wellness.
So if we, supposing we did this and we shunted it forward, are we saying that kids, you're totally right, I'm like my kids, I'm, you know, banging my head off a wall trying to get them to fall asleep before 12 or half 12 or those kinds of times at night. If you were to allow them to fall asleep at the time that they naturally do and sleep in till, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something and go to school at 10, would that benefit them? Would that suit them much better than what we currently do, which is getting them up out of bed at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever?
Yes. Now, I think in Ireland, we're not too bad because most schools start at 9 a.m. But I'd imagine in a lot of schools, there's kind of extracurricular things that might start at 8 a.m. You know, that's getting the kids up earlier. And what we've seen and what they've shown in these studies is that if you allow adolescents to have the right amount of sleep, you know, to get to that 9 to 10 hours or 8 to 10 hours of sleep, lots of things change. Like, it's actually quite amazing, you know, the likelihood of risk-taking behaviours like bullying and fighting decrease, unhealthy behaviours like smoking and alcohol intake decrease, then also depressive symptoms, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, that's a huge problem in the teenage cohort at the moment.
Are you saying good sleep would be a kind of an antidote to some of those things?
Yes, absolutely. It's because at the moment, our teenage population are probably the most sleep deprived because we are forcing them to work in a schedule that's very outside of their own internal body clock.
Lots of people are texting in about it, Annie. One listener says, I'd be all on for this, but my teenagers would have to make their own way to school because I'd already be at work. They'd probably only get another 30 minutes in bed, though.
Which is still significant.
30
you know,
minutes
even an extra 30 minutes in bed is still significant because what happens, it's almost a feed forward thing. If they're getting a bit more sleep, then they're likely then to, you know, go to bed at the time when they are feeling a little bit sleepy the next day. Do you see? So it actually has a feed forward effect.
I think there's something good about teenagers getting to school under their own steam too, both for the teenagers, but also for things like congestion. And someone else says, try going to work and telling your boss you can't function early in the morning. You'd have to have a woke boss to agree with that. But this is only
or
for
very
a
strong coffee.
A very strong. A cohort. What ages are affected by this? Is it 13 to 18 or
it's
what?
Maybe 11 to 12 to 18 would be really affected by this. So in Denmark, where they did this kind of in the middle school and high school. And when they've done this as well in the States, as well, and they've focused on the middle school and high school. And I suppose even to do it a little bit earlier is good because it starts bringing in, you know, that sort of structure into an individual's life, you know, that they can, you know, really latch onto if it works very well for them.
So when my kids say, I'm not tired, I don't want to go to bed, and when they don't want to get out of bed in the morning, I shouldn't be too hard on them. I should say, this is probably your body clock.
Well, you could say this could be your later body clock, honey, you know.
Because that's how I talk to them. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, thank you for that, Annie. And thank you for explaining that so clearly to us. That is Professor Annie Curtis there from the University of Medicine and Health Science at the Royal College of Surgeons.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.